This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Back in the early aughts, when they still had a place in the world, I used to work at a one-hour photo lab. And back then, I had the opportunity to print hundreds of rolls of vacation film. And I can tell you, once you've seen one splashy, badly lit photo of the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, the Great Wall of China, whatever, well, you've pretty much seen them all. An unknown tourist standing in front of an iconic world monument. It's always the same. Photographer Oliver Curtis has taken a different approach, though, when capturing the world's most frequently captured places. He turns around and he ignores them. These photos are being collected for a book called Volte-Face. And Oliver Curtis, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Volte-Face, I was thinking something around the lines of about face.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of the dictionary definition is to turn about, to have a complete reversal of opinion or policy.
So this whole project began when you were in Giza, visiting the Great Pyramids. What was going through your head while you were there?
I guess something must have been stirring in my brain prior to that, but I certainly remember it dawning on me on that visit. I'd been on a job in Cairo and took the opportunity, like any tourist would, to go and see the pyramids. I remember distinctly standing in front of the biggest pyramid there, to the Pharaoh Khufu. And I thought, I've sort of seen this before somewhere. You know, it was a very, very familiar image. And I sort of lensed it, looked at it, took a few pictures, but thought, this is not very satisfying. I mean, what are my pictures going to add to the whole collection of images of the pyramid that we already have? So I decided to walk around the base of the pyramid to try and find another angle. And ultimately, I came back out to where I'd arrived from, but my back was to the pyramid, and I was looking back out towards the suburbs of Giza. And under my feet was the sand of the desert, covered in various bits of detritus, litter and rubber washers and other various sort of artifacts. In the distance was a sort of smog on the horizon, and sandwiched between the two was this brand new deep green golf course. And I was just struck by the incongruity of this image, you know, knowing where I was, having that the pyramid behind me. I thought this made for a very interesting collision of views, in a way.
Of course, it's not what you usually see on the postcard being sold, probably right outside of the pyramids themselves.
Indeed. And, you know, part of me thought, well, you know, a modern day pharaoh probably would have a golf course constructed next to their tomb, and they'd be overlooking the 18th tee, I imagine. So in a sense, it sort of reflected a modern day ruling elite controlling the landscape in the way it was done, you know, millennia ago.
So now you've photographed landscapes and peoples from Ellis Island, in the fog of the Taj Mahal, a sea of iPhones being held up by spectators at Tiananmen Square. What do these photos, do you think, tell us about the monuments that aren't in frame?
Well, I think that they add another level of narrative to the usual one that we have. There's a quote by I think he's a German philosopher called Robert Musil, who said that there's nothing more invisible than a monument. And I think what he's alluding to with that is that we see famous monuments so frequently in images, in documentation, in advertising, that they cease to have a narrative of their own. They become almost reflective. And so what I've tried to do with these reverse shots, as it were, is open up another vista. That has its own narrative, its own story, and its own history, one that is not normally associated with that place. And what's interesting about these landscapes is that they're the places we look from, not at, and they're in every sense overlooked. In the sense we look over them to photograph the monument, but we overlook them in the sense that we don't find them interesting.
And some of the things that you see too are maybe not so attractive, not so monumental. For example, Stonehenge, you know, you must be standing right in front of the actual stones themselves, but your photo, it's basically some ugly mud tracks over kind of a worn meadow, and there's a bit of a pathetic fence post sort of going off into the distance. It's not exactly what you want to see.
Indeed, but I think it is it's illuminating as to how we look after or ignore or neglect a landscape that surrounds these totems in the world. You know, we put all of our focus, all of our energies into preserving these monuments of national identity, of national pride, of historical import. But what's around them tends to get neglected. And it's very interesting that even though many of these locations are thousands of miles apart, continents apart, a lot of them have features in common. And you mentioned the tracks in the grass around Stonehenge. Well, I found tire tracks in many of the landscapes, in front of the Hollywood sign, in front of the Pyramid of the Sun in Mexico City. So there's obviously a kind of a process of organization, of engineering, of industry that goes on around these monuments. But nothing is designed for the lens. Nothing is designed for looking at. And that's particularly what I find interesting. I guess it's the contrary side of my nature.
Yeah. And another one of those things, the tourist industry that we all know surrounds these places, but of course isn't part of the official pictures. I really was struck by a shot that you had. I think it was a magazine stand, and it's selling some small, what looked like porcelain statues right outside the Roman Colosseum. I wondered, when I was looking at that, have you ever been to a monument, to one of these places, and despite having seen it photographed just 1,000 times before, thought, that really is incredible. You know, still been floored by the thing itself.
I'm a tourist like everybody else. I'm thrilled to visit these places. But I suppose that I think there's more to be learnt and more to be experienced than just simply the holiday snap of a particular angle. You know, that is something that I found very... very common in all of these places. There are particular spots that you're either directed to or that everybody gravitates to take a photograph. So the number of pictures that are taken must be, you know, they're in their millions, but they're probably very similar. So I think to look away is a particularly, I suppose it's a particularly perverse habit of mine, but I think it's very illuminating and you do learn something new about a place. In the book that I've produced of this project and in the exhibition that's going to be running in London at the Royal Geographical Society, the pictures have beneath them the title of the monument that's behind me when I take the picture. So you're looking at an anonymous landscape of desert sand, perhaps in the case of the Hollywood sign, but the title of the picture is the Hollywood sign, or the title of the picture is the Eiffel Tower, and so on and so forth. So that what I'm doing there is trying to get the viewer to bring their own knowledge of that place, their own experience of that place, perhaps if they've been there. But the fact is, I don't need to show you another picture of the Eiffel Tower for you to know what it looks like. What I'm trying to do is open up a dialogue between that image that's in your head and this view that you are now being presented with.
Another one of the themes evident in your photographs was the people that are often a part of these monuments, but not one that we think of, the people that service them, the people that clean them. And it was really, this was one of the most touching human parts of this exhibition, from what I can tell. It's seeing these people either relaxing or on break or just sitting in a chair outside of this monument that we've seen so many times.
Yeah, I find that absolutely fascinating, you know, to suddenly be reminded that a monument or a palace or a building of note is also a place of work. It's a place of labor. It's somewhere that people go to every day because they have to earn a living, not because they want to see this place. So these people have a kind of a relaxed attitude to where they are, and you know, they don't consider it to be a particularly special place. It's just a place of work for them, which I find very interesting. It's a place of repose and of contemplation and of labor.
Well, Oliver, it's a really fascinating photo project, and thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
Oliver Curtis is a photographer and cinematographer. His book and exhibition, Where You Won't See Some of the Most Popular Tourist Destinations Ever Photographed, is called Volte-Face. There's more, including a link to see some of those photos at wordofmouthradio.org.